You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this just in. Aspirin could actually hurt our seniors' eyes. For those of you who are considered a senior, especially in the Obamacare administration's eyes, aspirin could actually hurt. What do you mean, breaking news? Hey, look, you know, this is a medical show. All right, yeah, that's breaking news. Okay, yes, I may talk about politics, but right now we have some medical breaking news. Come on, really? I can't say breaking news because it's a medical show. Okay, really quickly, what are they talking about with this aspirin use? They say daily aspirin use among seniors may double their risk of developing macular degeneration, but the wet kind. You know, you have the dry kind and the wet kind. The dry kind is the slower kind, a lot more common, but still one of the number one causes of one of the number one causes, like there's three number one causes, number one cause of blindness for age-related blindness. But the wet one, which is a lot more aggressive, quicker, they say that they found, this is a small study that found that the use of aspirin, you know, aspirin that you're taking daily to prevent cardiovascular issues, could possibly put you more at risk for the late-stage wet age-related macular degeneration. Okay, like I said, this is breaking news. Very small study, only about 157 patients that I could see. So as we get more information on that, we will. Because I know many of you guys are taking aspirin. Okay, we always say to take daily aspirin. I just told you guys a couple days ago to take daily aspirin. Right now they're saying it could be linked to macular degeneration. Not fun. Not fun at all. So I'll keep you guys posted as more breaking news comes across my desk. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, there's some writings of a priest who claims he's the one that saved Adolf Hitler from drowning when he was 4 years old. And Adolf Hitler never told anybody he was drowning. You know, he used to say he played with the boys, you know, back in Germany or Austria, wherever the hell he was from. But I look at this picture. Even at 4 years old, the kid looked, you know, like a crazy. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a man is going to finally get his 198-pound tumor, all right, taken off his leg. I don't know why it waited so long. Maybe at 197 pounds it wasn't ready. But now he's 198-pound tumor. It's going to be taken off. Also, you know, this little kid is in critical condition because the television fell on him. And we just need to quickly review what is going on in our house and what is at risk. All right. And how is our family at risk by things in our house? But, yeah, I mean, I see some of the TVs now, you know, more and more people. I mean, we used to have little baby TVs in our house, you know, little baby TVs. And you had to go up with the dial and then, you know, would have the remotes and would lose the remotes. So we still had to go up to the dial. And now none of these TVs have dials and they're up on the wall and they're hanging by a thread on the wall. Well, they're dangerous. So we need to talk about that. And then I guess people are already booking a space flight. I guess in the next year or two, there's supposed to be space flights, and they're already talking about travel insurance. I didn't know any of this. So I guess we're going to be talking about booking a flight to space. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and, of course, on Facebook. And for those of you who follow the Alan Stock Show, I get to fill in again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you don't live in the Southern Nevada area, you could listen on www.kdwn.com. That's when I put my little political hat on. And fun show. So filling in for Alan Stock tomorrow. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My friend has a breakout of bumps on her face, and her hairdresser says, oh, she'd seen that before. It was herpes breakout. And I told her that I've heard there's many kind of herpes. It's many different strains or varieties. It's not all the same thing. And have you ever heard of the face breaking out in bumps? It's up near her eyes and making her eyes pink.
Okay, thank you for your phone or your phone message. Okay, I wish you were live because I definitely want to talk to you. Number one, hairdressers rock. Hairdressers, they see a lot of things. That's great. They tell you, hopefully your hairdresser is looking for melanomas on your skull, right? If you don't go to your doctor, tell your hairdresser, look, if you see any weird mole on my scalp, tell me so I could get addressed because melanomas hide up there. But here's the thing. Cutaneous herpes happens. Okay, you know, we have the type 1 herpes in our mouth. We have the type 2 herpes genital. They look like little blisters. Well, you can actually get little patches or little clusters of vesicles of herpes on your skin. My only problem with what you said, and it's a shame you're not live because I would love to talk to you, is herpes by the eye, I'm getting nervous that it could be shingles. Okay, herpes and shingles looks almost identical. They look like little blisters. And when you get a cluster of them, there's no way to tell which is which until you do a test. Varicella versus herpes. They look very much alike. They're blisters. And God forbid it's near the eye, you could get an the herpes, if it spreads to the eye, you could actually get some severe corneal damage, possibly blindness. Then I don't want to scare you. It's just any type of those vesicles near the eye, you need to get it addressed. Now, I'm not saying if it's on your arm, don't get it addressed, or leg. They hurt. They're annoying. Have it get checked out. But any time there's any of those issues that's near the face or near the eye, we get very nervous and we want an eye doctor to look at you to check for herpes ophthalmicus or zoster ophthalmicus, if I'm pronouncing it right. You know, don't you love it? You make up your own Latin when you're in medical. It's just kind of a just throw ICUS or ACUS or anyway, but yes, but God forbid zoster goes into the eye, very dangerous, could cause you to go blind. So again, I don't want to freak around. It could just be cutaneous herpes, but it's got to get looked at, especially if it's close to the eye. And of course, you know, we recommend for everybody the shingle shot. I know right now they're only giving it to people over age 60. I am hearing in some states the health department will give it to you at age 50. And the shingles shot, again, we're very nervous about because it could be a very debilitating disease. If you get shingles and it's across your chest and you can't breathe, or like I said, across the face, goes up to the eye, could cause blindness. So I'm a huge fan of the shingles vaccine. Huge fan. And it looks like in some cases they are allowing it as young as age 50 to get it. From what I understand, it's a one-shot deal. I don't think you need a booster for now. For now, they may later say you need a booster. But any type of these blisters or vesicles, get them checked. I told you about that case where a friend of mine who's an attorney calls me up saying, oh, I got bit by a spider near my eye. Call in some antibiotics. I'm like, what? Really? Bit by a spider? He goes, yeah, they got me five times. Five times it was shingles. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com, while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com, best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, it's the Dr. Dahlia Show here. Thank you all for tuning in. I have never had this many headlines on variances of a topic. I mean, this is crazy. Just listen to some of these headlines here. California workers pay more for employer-provided health insurance. California healthcare costs rising, benefits shrinking. California adds patients to health insurance roll. Insurers profit from health law. They spent millions to fight. And now one of the latest headlines is Californians are being asked for $6.9 billion in new taxes. All right. Jerry Brown. Let's just hit this one first here. Jerry Brown has called on California voters to approve a $6.9 billion in temporary new tax bill, including a surcharge on big earners, of course, as part of yet another bad news budget proposal for 2012. He warned that without those tax increases, California would be forced to impose severe cuts in public schools that could reduce the school year by 3 weeks. I heard in some school districts there's only 4 days school weeks, 4 days. And then they get a three-day weekend. I don't know if that's true. They say the state still faces a shortfall of $9.2 billion next year compared to $26 billion shortfall last year. Okay, so you see, he's asking for more money. And this is why, like I said, the occupied protests, they aren't going to go away. Because as more people have to pay, they aren't going to want to display their anger towards the government. They're going to turn around and blame it on the rich people. All right, going to blame it on the rich people. Well, again, if they think the employers or people that are, you manage these small businesses or the rich people, they got nothing coming. All right. So now they're saying here, the California workers pay more for employer provided health insurance. I'm sure this could be throughout the country, but this one article was written, of course, in California. All right. They say right now, average California employers pay far more for worker health care than the national average. They say more than $5,000 a year for single employees and nearly $12,000 a year for family coverage. All right. So what do you think employers are going to do? Well, they say in the last couple of years, the number of employers that offer insurance has dropped by 10%. And they found that 36% of companies that provide medical insurance for workers say this likely will shift more of the premium costs to their employees. Exactly. Exactly. In fact, I found here an article in Forbes telling small businesses what they could do to save money. 10 ways small businesses can lower health care costs. All right. And you're not going to be surprised by what Forbes is, you know, suggesting. One, they say, is pull together with others for health care. All right. Of course, the greater the number, the lower the cost. Maybe go into these professional employer organizations. They say get as many quotes as humanly possible. Well, duh. Of course, you got a price shop. Three, provide a wellness program. Sometimes wellness programs could shave off a little bit of the cost. However, keep in mind, when you get a quote, the quote is probably your bare basic minimum, and then it goes up for smokers, et cetera. And then it says right here, number four, in the Forbes list of how to save money on healthcare costs, they say go to the extreme and don't hire smokers. According to the CDC, smokers cost the U.S. approximately $193 billion a year between lost productivity and healthcare expenses. So if you're trying to save money, they're saying then don't hire smokers. Now, if companies are going to not hire smokers, they may also not hire people with families. Remember, $12,000 a year per each family. Remember, with Obamacare, employers have to cover, I believe, 65% of the family's health insurance, and then the employee pays 35%. So what do you think is going to happen if you're single and you're up against somebody that has five kids? I mean, it's, I mean, if they could discriminate against hiring smokers, then they could very easily start discriminating against hiring who they're going to hire, depending on what they're going to pay. $5,000 per employee a year, that's a lot. Now, I think my health insurance has gone up. You know, they're talking about how health insurers now have been, I mean, just making it big since the healthcare law. They're making it big because they are cranking up the premiums as much as they can before the poop hits the fan. I can't tell you how much my premiums have risen. It's horrible. It's horrible. I think we're paying $2,000 a quarter. So that means we're paying $8,000 a year for our family. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And, I mean, we don't use it. I mean, of course, you have it so you can have it. But, I mean, right here it is. Forbes is saying maybe just don't hire the smokers. And I want to finish the Forbes list, but right now, another headline on the same issue. They say workplaces ban not only smoking, but smokers themselves. All right. Not only are they worried about the, you know, about the secondhand smoke, et cetera, but they're worried about the cost of insuring. They are. Now, I mean, luckily with the Obamacare, and I hate to say anything positive about Obamacare, but the one good thing is health insurances cannot discriminate against you with pre-existing. But I have to tell you, that was a huge issue in our office, as well as many employers. You know, somebody gets cancer, it drives up the rates for everybody. And then you end up not being able to afford the insurance. That's how with us, we had two people at the same time having cancer. It floored us. There was no way we could afford it. Our staff couldn't pay and meet us any part of the way. All right. So hopefully that's going to change. So if somebody in your insurance pool has cancer, they don't have to worry about being discriminated against and fired because it doesn't matter. The insurance shouldn't change. But, you know, I'm expecting these insurance companies are still going to charge top dollar depending on what the pool looks like. They always ask, and you know, I wonder if that's also unfair. You know, these companies ask for your employees' health issues, and I always tell my employees, okay, don't let me see it. I don't want to know what your health problems are. Just send it directly to the insurance company. I don't want to look at that. I don't think employers should know what their employees have, but you know, I guess many of them assume something's big because they could see by their health insurance. So that's going to be kind of interesting. You know, health insurance companies cannot exclude you for pre-existing conditions, yet will a person who has battled breast cancer, thyroid cancer, prostate cancer, et cetera, cause your rates to be maxed? And then are people going to go back to age discrimination? And that's one of the reasons why there's age discrimination in jobs. All right. They say here with Forbes' top 10 list, set up a nurse hotline through your insurer or an outside source. So then they have less trips to the ER or doctor's office. They say volunteer to be part of a pilot program. Ask a big health plan if your small business could be a guinea pig. Yeah, right. As part of a clinical trial for lower rates. Oh, yeah, I could just see my company. They'll just laugh. They're like, pay us our $2,000 every quarter. Consider cost sharing of various kinds with employees. That's right. Co-payments, co-insurance percentages, split the bill. Exactly. They said narrow the choices. Don't give your employees EPO, PPO, open access, freedom. You know, give them the cheapest one and then audit your premiums. Say make sure paying for your employees and their dependents. Keep an eye on what you're paying. And then they say cover only generic drugs. Generic drugs can save you up to 80% on the cost of a prescription, all right? And insurance will reflect these savings in your premiums. Now, I mean, I don't see how you have the control when you're picking a plan for your employees, all right? What I see happening is employers, I think, are going to just pick the cheapest plan. I mean, it's with the way healthcare costs are rising and with the employer mandate, they're going to probably already pick the one that's generic. So like I said, guys, get ready. It's going to be a skeleton type of plan with just generics. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, what's wrong with generics? Okay, you know, no, for the most part, generics are fine. I have an issue with some of my patients with blood pressure. I'm very frustrated when the insurance only covers generics. Because, mind you, remember when we talked about benazepril, zestril, lisinopril, the medicines, the ACE inhibitors that ended ill? A lot of times you could have a dry cough. We've talked about this many times on my show. I have a cough, it doesn't go away, and then I have to go, you know, what kind of blood pressure medicine are you taking? Does it end in ill? Because it's so that gives you cough. So right now, I have a couple patients, smokers, issues with cough, COPD. I want to put them on the ARB, right? Even though one of them is generic, I want to put them on that, and it's not on the list. And I'm looking at this list. It's a long list of generics. Long list. But if you notice, a lot of times they're written 3-4 times, right? Do you notice? Your list looks long because they say benazepril 5, benazepril 10, benazepril 20, benazepril 40, benazepril with water pill 5. You know, I mean, so it looks like a big list, but it's the same damn drugs. And I'm looking at this list going, the drug I want to put you on isn't on here. So as a doctor, I'm extremely frustrated because I'm trying to deal with the patient's heart. I'm trying to deal with their blood pressure. I'm trying to save their kidneys. I'm trying to save their eyes. But just be prepared. Be prepared. I mean, already you're seeing these articles, all these headlines here. How do we cut? Where do we cut? We're going to have to cut. Taxes are going up. You know, and I know the healthcare system is screwed, completely messed up. The healthcare system, I mean, something has to be done, but it's not getting better. And it won't get better because we have older people now that are living longer, thank God, and they're requiring more. And we don't have enough young people putting money into the system. Like me, I only had 2 kids. My mom had 4 kids. You know, the older generation had more kids. All right, the newer generation, we don't. I was going to medical school. I got pregnant my last year of medical school. Then I was pregnant, not in medical school. I got married my last year of medical school. I got pregnant in residency. Don't worry, I got pregnant after I got married. And then I had my second baby, you know, in the office. And then I was too old. We were having so many problems. I could only stop at 2. So I'm not making any more babies. I hope you all are because somebody's got to pay for us. All right, guys, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orichacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. If you do go to my website, sign into the guest book so I know where you're listening from. Love reading what you write. I read everything, okay? Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean. All right. Really quickly here, before we move on to other news, looks like a World Bank economist has said that America has nearly half of the world's richest 1%. They say nearly half of the world's richest 1% of people live in the U.S., and the threshold required to make it in that group is actually a lot lower. They say just $34,000 a person. Okay, now they're saying there's such a huge wealth disparity across the globe that Americans and their middle class salary is actually rich compared to all the people in the third world. They say of the 60 million or so people who made up the world's richest percentile, the most recent data, around 29 million live in the U.S. They say the top 1% comprises anyone with an income over 34 grand after tax.
meaning a family of four must earn $136,000 to make it in that category. $136,000, isn't that the exact number of those nurses who were striking last week in California? $136,000? That's what one nurse was making? You see what I mean? All right. One quarter of the group's members live in Europe, with 4 million in Germany, 3 million in each of the UK, France, and Italy. Other countries with large numbers of the 1% include Canada, Japan, and Brazil. The global median income is just $1,200 a year, meaning that the world's emerging middle classes are very far from reaching a level of wealth which would make them well off by Western standards. All right. Sorry, I'm reading this as we go. All right, so now they're making us feel like, you know, oh my gosh, people are making $1,200 a year. But you know what? Honestly, everybody just needs to stop complaining. All right, be grateful for what we have. That's all I can say. Thank God we're in America. Be grateful for what you have. But, you know, I think these Wall Street protesters or these, you know, people that are striking should kind of look to see what they're making. Because like I said last week, I said that exactly last week, if an RN is making $136,000, right, and you know how I feel about nurses. I think they're underpaid as it is. You know, when I saw that the average income for an RN is $60,000 a year, you know, for what they do, they're underpaid. But these people striking $136,000, I mean, you know, you may be one of the rich. You better be careful because the Occupy people are going to turn on you. Okay? It's this anti-rich, all right? The poor people get, the richer you may look. Okay. Let's look at this story here, for those of you who this is the Dr. Dolly Show, about this teenage mom in Oklahoma who killed an intruder. We've been talking about this the last day or two. Sarah McKinley, this is a sad story because I think her husband just died from lung cancer on Christmas Day. So she had a toddler, and I guess somebody was banging on the door, acting a little weird. And she had, from what I understood, barricaded herself in the back of the house with the baby, gave the baby a bottle, and was sitting there with a shotgun. So she calls 911, and she's on the phone with 911 for a while, saying, look, you know, is it okay to shoot him if he comes in the door? And the dispatcher, I think the 911, these 911 dispatchers, God bless them, boy, they can really just withstand pressure. She, you know, very calmly said, well, you have to do whatever you can do to protect yourself. I can't tell you you can do that, i.e. shoot him, but you have to do what you have to do to protect your baby. Well, when he kicks in the door, she shoots him and kills him. Now, you know, a lot of people are going, well, was she allowed to do that? You know, are you allowed to do that? Or, you know, was it premeditated? Well, here's the thing. There's something called the Castle Doctrine that I'm sure a lot of you heard talked about today, where if somebody enters your home, there's certain states where this law protects you. It's called the Castle Doctrine, where you could stand your ground and you don't have to retreat. I mean, you know, if somebody comes onto your property with an intent to hurt, like either to do serious harm, to commit a felony, you didn't provoke the intruder, he had an intention to retaliate or whatever, you are allowed to use lethal force. All right. Now, what you can't do is, like, let's say somebody is stealing your car. You know, you can't go outside with your gun and kill them in some states. OK, it's somebody breaking in intent to do harm. In fact, I got to find that site. There was a teenage boy that actually just got off because it fell under the stand your ground law. Apparently a bully was, you guys heard about this. Jorge Saavedra, 15 years old, was in danger from an older boy and acted in self-defense. He actually stabbed the bully 12 times with a pocket knife. He was 14 at the time. This is in Naples, Florida. The teenager was charged with second-degree murder, faced spending the next 7 years in jail, but the judge said that Saavedra was within his right to use deadly force to defend himself. It's under the Stand Your Ground law, where people living in Florida are allowed to use deadly force if they fear their life is in danger. All right, so, you know, we're looking at this. I was like, okay, well, who's to decide? You know, should we just assume, okay, if someone's after you, it's okay? Well, remember, there was somebody in Oklahoma, if I remember correctly, I think it was a pharmacist or like a drugstore owner, and I guess a couple kids came in, I guess to shoplift, and he shot one, maimed him. And actually, I think it was an armed robbery, so I think he had a right to do the first shot, but the boy didn't die from that first shot. So he goes over and then finishes the job putting a round in the kid. That's when he got convicted. I got to look up that story. I'm sure you guys remember it. I think it happened this year. So that's where there's variances of it. You know, I mean, if you're in this particular case with the Oklahoma mom, you know, she was protecting her baby. He comes, obviously, you know, she said, I think what happened is she went up to the door and she wouldn't let him in. And then he, broke the door, came through. And then I guess she had herself barricaded in a door in a room in the back of the house. He broke through that. Shoot him. You know, and they want to restrict gun laws. I mean, she would have been dead. The baby would have been dead. You know, and she's a widow. She lost her husband. I mean, nobody there to protect her. So it's an interesting case, but this castle doctrine is what they're talking about, where many states, you know, you have the right. You do not have to run and flee your castle. You have a right to defend yourself if somebody breaks into your home with intent to do harm. So, you know, interesting, scary, you know, and people are like, oh my God, is she going to go to jail? No, she's going to be okay. And, you know, she even asked, you know, she was with 911. It wasn't like, you know, she took out the gun and started doing target practice. I mean, she wanted to get permission. She was worried and she knew if he was going to go this far, she had to protect herself. And you know what? Good for her. Good for her. I mean, you know, what we need. It's opposite. I know the liberals are like, well, we got to get rid of guns because the bad guys have them. No. What we need bad guys to know is that if you're going to break into someone's house, you're going to die. You can't just walk into someone's house and get the TV. You just can't. What was that? The Mobile, Alabama mayor, right, held his intruder at gunpoint. Right. You guys remember that? Yeah, he comes home and somebody's in his house. Took out the gun and he held him at gunpoint until the authorities came. I mean, people need to know it's not going to be that easy. If a criminal thinks it's going to be an easy job, he'll do it. If he thinks he's going to get his face blown off, maybe not. Now, speaking of burglar, did you hear that Mike Tyson was burglarized at a hotel? He was in one of the Las Vegas hotels, I think the Cosmopolitan. He was there sleeping with his family, and I guess somebody broke into his hotel. He woke up, there was a flashlight rustling in the room. Before he got a chance to grab him, the guy fled. I don't even know if this guy knew he broke into Mike Tyson's room. What a doofus. What a doofus. All right, so, I just think people need to, I mean, if there's consequences, they need to know. You know, that's why they taught us in school. You know, you have bars on the windows, you show you have alarms, you have that beware of dog. You know, remember, crooks want the easiest catch, okay? If they think they're going to be dealing with a Doberman Pinscher or a bulldog or what, you know, if they think they're going to have to futz around with an alarm, you know, hopefully they'll have just a little bit of reluctance, and that's what you want. What are you going to do? All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska? Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. or human growth hormone support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alley C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, looks like another probe or satellite is going to crash to Earth again. This is, all right, let me look at this. This is supposed to be a doomed Russian Mars probe possibly crashing to Earth on January 15th. All right. Looks like this. Remember, we had one that fell in the Pacific Ocean in September, and then a German one crashed over the Indian Ocean. Looks like nobody got hurt. But now looks like this was a failed Mars mission, $165 million Phobos grunt mission. Its goal was to grab soil samples from the surface of the Martian moon, Phobos, and send them back to Earth Grunt means soil in Russian, but the spacecraft's main engines didn't fire as planned to send Phobos Grunt towards a red planet, and the probe got stranded in Earth orbit. Despite repeated attempts, engineers have been unable to communicate with the spacecraft. Most experts think Phobos Grunt is dead in the water. And again, this is going to be the third time something is crashed into the Earth. All right, I don't know what they're doing. All right, so you're hearing this, and all of a sudden, I see the story. They are booking a flight to space with travel insurance. They say the first flight. You got have any of the guys booked any of these flights? Couldn't afford it. The first flights of the new airlines that will take tourists past the threshold of space are poised to take off, they say, in 2012. They say getting a seat on one is not different from booking a trip. You go to the website Virgin Galactic, which is the most prominent of the new space tourism companies. There's a few of these. I went to the Virgin Galactic. They show you the ship. They show you the seats. They show the owner. I mean, you can really book a flight, I guess, to space. They say space tourism has been limited to the ultra wealthy. Just 7 people have paid tens of millions of dollars for each trip to the International Space Station above aboard a Russian rocket. But that could change this year when Virgin Galactic intends to start offering flights just beyond the space barrier on a rocket ship it has built, featuring 5 minutes of weightlessness during a 2.5-hour jaunt at $200,000 a seat. They say this will open the final frontier to far more people. Oh, yeah, $200,000. That's a hell of a lot cheaper. They say hopefully by next Christmas, myself, my daughter, and my son will be the first people to go up into space. Other specialty airlines have jumped on it as well, taking reservations and deposits. The flights will not orbit Earth. They say they will be an up-and-down suborbital jaunt, more like a roller coaster ride, offering about 5 minutes of weightlessness at the acme of the flight. Acme. That's from, like, the Roadrunner. The trip is not for the faint of stomach. They say NASA used to train astronauts on a fast-driving airplane that offered intervals of weightlessness, and they nicknamed it the Vomit Comet. Okay, see, I'd have a problem. 2.5 hours, where do you pee? Well, I know they give you something to pee. Okay, looks like if you don't want to spend $200,000, X-Core Aerospace of Mojave, California has more than 100 reservations at $95,000 a seat on its small plane, but it'll only have 2 seats, one for the pilot and one for the passenger. X-Core is planning to fly by 2013. And then Space Adventures Limited is $110,000 a seat. I'm not lying. I guess now people are going to be doing space flights. It's like Meet the Jetsons, I guess. Okay. Speaking of outer space, let's talk about here Hitler. The man who saved a 4-year-old Adolf Hitler was a priest. Man called Max Trammell, a priest who went on to become one of Europe's most famous organists, said his predecessor, Johann Kuhberger, rescued, the terrified boy. So Johann Kuhberger, okay, he had died in 1980. But he said he had seen the youngster struggling in the waters of the River Inn in Passau. I think that's Czechoslovakia. I don't even know if that's Germany. Was that? No, it was in Germany. I'm sorry. That was Germany. I apologize about that. Sorry about that. They said it describes how a young fellow fell through the thin ice of the river in January of that year. They found a newspaper clipping, and they believe it was young Adolf Hitler. Now, of course, you know, we're all saying on Facebook, you should have let him drown. You should have put your foot on his head. And, you know, again, he didn't know. It was a boy. There was a young boy that was drowning in a river, you know. But, you know, you look at the picture of Adolf Hitler younger as a young boy. He looks like a kook. I mean, he just does. He looks like he's cocky. He looks like he's an oppositional defiant. I'm looking at this. I mean, he just looks like somebody that's going to be a mass murderer. He just does. So you can go to my website and see that picture if you want. Also, the Vietnamese man that has the 198-pound tumor. You can see that picture on my Facebook site as well. Vietnamese man will today have an operation to remove a 200-pound tumor from his right leg. Nguyen Du Hai, 31 years old, will have a grueling 10-hour surgery at the France-Vietnam Hospital in Ho Chi Minh. The team of surgeons will be led by American Dr. McKay McKinnon, of course, who has successfully removed other large tumors in his 30-year career. When asked why he waited till it was 198, he said 197 was too small. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I don't know why they waited. I don't know why they waited. I guess, you know, finally maybe people were able to pull money together. They've taken out big, you know, tumors before. This is kind of, you know, not a first. But, I mean, I don't know how this guy moved. That's a young-looking guy. I mean, I'm looking at this tumor. I don't even know what. Because, you know, lipomas wouldn't get that heavy. Sarcomas could, but then he would have been dead. I'm dying to know what this is. I am dying to know what the pathology is. Okay. Serious story that we need to talk about. I mean, all these stories are serious, but 4-year-old boy is in critical condition after a 100-pound television falls on him from a dresser. This is a little Kentucky kid. He's in the hospital, his face completely shattered by this cute little kid. He does suffer from autism and epilepsy, all right? Apparently, mom stepped away from the bathroom. He was playing with the dresser drawers, and then all of a sudden, the 41-inch TV set came crashing down. Now, the doctors say he's going to make a full recovery, but it just reminds us we really need to childproof our homes and our TVs. I mean, these flat screens that you can put on the wall, great space savers. But what we do is we have all, like, the DVD and the DVR and a bunch of stuff, like, 3 feet from the wall under it, because we don't want the kids playing under the TV. You know, kids will just play against the wall or whatever. We wanted that separation. Now, true, the TV could still fall projectile-y 3-4 feet away, but we always yell at the kids, get away from the TV! Get away from the TV! Yeah, we just yell all day long like that. Okay, so they say anchor your furniture to the wall or to the floor, and I mean really anchor it. Place TVs on sturdy, low bases. They say anchor the furniture and the TV on top of it and push the TV as far back on the furniture as possible so when it does fall, hopefully the dresser takes most of it. Keep remote controls, toys, and other items that might attract children off TV stands or furniture. It's true, we never left. I mean, we're unorganized, but we never left the controllers near the TV. It's miserable because we always lose it, you know, Glee's coming on. I'm like, it's Glee! Glee's on! Where's the controller? You know, I'm screaming and yelling. But it's true because the kids, they know. They may not know how to clean their room. They may not know how to grab the toilet paper, but they know the remote control. So that's very smart. They say keep TV and or cable cords out of reach of children. Oh, also the cats and dogs. My stupid cats try to chew up the cords. They're really stupid. Oh, another study I'd want to get to is they say dogs can really read your face and read your emotions. I wanted to get to that. I'll have to do that the next hour. My dogs are stupid, but I love them. All right. Make sure freestanding kitchen ranges and stoves are installed with anti-tip brackets. I used to have that, one of those that could fall. Yeah, I remember. Supervise children in rooms where these safety tips have not been followed. All right, so those are the suggestions. It's true, stuff falls all the time. Well, see, a lot of us that live in earthquake country, We already know this. So, I mean, most homes in California, we already had everything glued down and secured. Yeah. So that's, that it's a lot easier. But for those of us that don't live in earthquake country, we get kind of slack and remember these kids. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Remember, tune in while I am tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time, as I fill in for the Alan Stock Show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the ride home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.